Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. I'm Ken Graham, right here in our operations area, Miami, Florida. This is your 8 a.m. Eastern update on Tropical Storm Elsa. Still 60 miles an hour northwest at 12 miles an hour in the movement. Let's start off with that radar. That's a lot of rain. I mean, if you think about, we're seeing the center right there, just trying to look at where that rotation is around the center. But you see these larger areas of orange and the red. That's just intense rainfall in these rain bands right there. You can see one right there. You can see one through the Keys. So through the Keys, Marathon up towards the upper Keys, reaching pretty close to one of these right there, moving through Fort Myers as well. So some of those will bring heavy downpours, gusty winds well away from the center. And as we continue along this forecast, this large area of rain will continue to move up the Florida Peninsula. This is our latest forecast right here, just issued at the 8 o'clock hour. So we're sitting right here as we saw on the radar. So let's time this out, continuing to move towards the north, for the most part, towards the north, and eventually coming back towards the northeast, but over the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico. So we do expect some strengthening with time. We're watching that real close. And as a result, we do have that tropical storm warning for the Florida Keys up through most of the west coast of Florida. But we also have a hurricane watch in this area. Like that, kind of where we think the storm's going to go by tomorrow morning. So with time, early tomorrow morning approaching the coastline, tomorrow morning reaching the coastline of Florida, bringing that rain, bringing that possibility of tornadoes, and not just in Florida. With time, this right here is Wednesday afternoon, 2 o'clock. This is early in the morning, Thursday morning, and this is Thursday afternoon. So Florida, Georgia, through the Carolinas, heavy downpours, rainfall, gusty winds, and we even have that chance for tornadoes with time. Let's look at that chance for rain, significant amount of rain. It's the water that we really have to watch out for, the rainfall, the storm surge, a significant amount of rain, 4 to 6 inches of rain. Some places could get up to 10 inches of rain, really focused on the west coast, but it's not just there, not just in Tampa, down through Key West, but even towards Miami and Orlando. You can see some significant amounts of rain, Jacksonville, Tallahassee, some of these areas, 1 to 2 inches, 2 to 4 inches. And it's really, especially in those rain bands, it comes down really quickly. And that's where you can start seeing your flooding on roadways. And you have to watch for the totals here because you can see some significant impacts on some of those rivers. I did want to take the time to back out and really show this because it's important. This is the Weather Prediction Center really looking at areas of the highest risk of that flash flooding. So Tampa down to Fort Myers, you can see some areas there that are the highest risk. But look, Charleston back towards just north of Jacksonville, including Savannah, some of the higher risk for some of that heavy rainfall as well. Storm surge, always a significant impact when it comes to these storms, whether it's a tropical storm or sneaks up into hurricane force. You're still going to get some significant storm surge here. The warning from the Ocala River down towards Bonita Beach, some areas in here, 3 to 5 feet of storm surge. That includes Tampa Bay. So listen to those local officials, and we'll keep you posted and updated from right here at the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida.